Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese calls on Barnaby Joyce to be sacked. Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro wins a third term in office with the opposition expected to contest results. And in canoeing, Jess Fox makes history at the Paris Games. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. The Prime Minister is calling on Nationals frontbencher Barnaby Joyce to be sacked over comments he made comparing voting to using a bullet. Barnaby Joyce has since apologised for the comments he made during anti-wind farm rally in Lake Illawarra over the weekend. Mr Joyce told the audience that the bullet they have is that little piece of paper, urging voters to turn up in numbers in Sydney and Canberra. Anthony Albanese says the comments made were unacceptable. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says given recent security threats facing politicians, the comments were disappointing.
At a time where, as I said, the head of the Federal Police has testified to this Parliament that there's a sharp, worrying rise in threat levels against members of Parliament. We've seen only in the last fortnight in the United States a failed assassination attempt against former President Trump. The idea that a former Deputy Prime Minister would use explicit language at a public rally about bullets and magazines being loaded to say goodbye to the Prime Minister and other senior political leaders is simply extraordinary and utterly unacceptable.
Electoral authorities in Venezuela say President Nicolas Maduro has won a third term in office despite multiple exit polls pointing to his defeat. The authority says Mr. Maduro has secured 51% of the vote and the opposition Edmundo González has secured just 44%. Earlier, the opposition told reporters it had reason to celebrate, with Mr. González saying in a post on social media, "The results cannot be hidden. The country has peacefully chosen a change." Mr. González is standing in for opposition powerhouse Maria Corina Machado as candidate after President Maduro barred her from running. Almost 8 million Venezuelans have left the country in recent years as voters blame Maduro's policies for crushing wages, spurring hunger, crippling the oil industry, and separating families due to migration. Former opposition leader Maria Corina Machado reiterated a call for the country's military to uphold the results of the vote. And new research shows that COVID-19 is still driving Australia's above-average mortality rate, as experts warn the impact of the disease will continue for years to come. Research from the Australian Actuaries Institute says 5% more people died in 2023 than was expected, with 8,400 excess deaths. COVID-19 was the ninth leading cause of death last year, with 4,600 directly attributed to the virus. Non-COVID-19 excess deaths, however, were particularly apparent in Australians over 75 years old, with healthcare interruptions during the pandemic increasing risks related to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and dementia. Clinching gold in the women's canoe slalom K1, Fox now has 5 individual medals and joins Ian Thorpe, Liesl Jones, Shirley Strickland and Anna Mears as the only Australians to have achieved this. The 30-year-old, one of the flag bearers at the opening ceremony, is the only Australian ever to win 4 consecutive medals in the same event. Speaking to reporters after the win, Fox says the post-win feeling was amazing.
I think hugging mum, hugging my sister and dad, and then also, you know, the podium was extremely special. Seeing so many Aussies in the crowd was unbelievable. I had some family and friends there, but then, you know, there were so many others that, you know, there was such a big Aussie contingent and they were so loud and it was amazing. They were singing the anthem, they did some Aussie, Aussie, oi, 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 and it was just, oh, the most special day.
And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.